Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Left wing Kuminga on Trent. Gets it stripped by GT2. Taken the other way by Kuzma. For Rollins. Gets by everybody. Easy layup. Here comes the timeout, Steve Kerr. 98-93. Warriors down by five. Ryan Rollins, 24 points, gets his former team. And he's one bucket away from a new career high. Well,
hey, it's Ryan Rollins with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
Yeah, Ryan.
Wow,
Rollins.
Ryan.
Goo.
What?
That's a first for you. We got carpet in here, so how did it break?
It hit the wrong spot. Man.
What haven't
I've heard
you
that a few times in my
that
life.
Studio.
Yeah, that was, man. That's the first one in a while. And Evan, it was violent. You didn't hear. I was like, wow.
Yeah. All right. Warriors get beat last night, 120-110, and a little different today. I didn't watch the game.
Yeah, you need some intel.
Yeah, I didn't watch the game. How come, Steiny? Because I was a little upset that Giannis wasn't playing.
But there was Steph.
I know. And you know what?
You let him down. I hope he is. Well, they're on the road.
This is like that Seinfeld line where the boss had to fire Kramer, even though Kramer wasn't even working. At the
my favorite
at
character
the company,
on the, okay.
And he said, "You know, I'm sorry, we're gonna have to let you go." And Kramer goes, "Well, I don't really work here." And the guy said, "That's what makes this so difficult." And that's the way I felt. Like, yes, Steph was the reason that it made it so difficult. But tell me what happened last night, because why did Steph Curry start the fourth quarter?
Because they were they were going for it and trying to get
the
win.
They only got three.
Yeah, but still, Steiny, you had to watch the game. You didn't. They were 25 to 26 from the free throw line. Well, so they doubled up.
So they were lucky to be in it.
Yeah, but that's where they were getting their money from. But outside of that, I mean, man, Milwaukee only shot 13 free throws. So they doubled them up.
We talked about that the other night, about how there were no free throws shot by the Warriors against the Clippers, and I said, you know, that's not necessarily a great thing.
No, because, I've never liked it.
And so if you're telling me the Bucks didn't get to the line but 13 times, but maybe the Warriors' defense was not very aggressive.
Yeah. I didn't feel like they made that. What's that old word? Make them feel you. Yeah. Lowe always says that in football. Yeah. I know it's basketball, but I felt like the Warriors did not make Milwaukee feel them at all.
Steve Kerr, Steve, I didn't want, what happened last night?
Well, it shouldn't be that way because we're like 0-12 the last couple of years when the stars don't play. You know, I just told our coaches if I was an opposing coach, I would just sit the star every time. It's these are games that as a coach, you know, as a staff, as soon as you hear that the star is out, you're terrified because we've just seen it a million times. Every NBA team is loaded with talent. You saw those guys out there, you know, firing threes, and all, everybody can play in this league. And when the star sits, everybody gets excited. This game did not surprise me, frankly.
I, That is, human nature is a crazy thing. Because I look at it as the Warriors find out Antetokounmpo's not playing, and they maybe exhale a little bit. But that's the part you don't think about, is that the Bucks players probably get more jacked up because they know every single guy on the team is going to get more opportunity with Giannis out than they get with Giannis in.
But the great Raymond Ritter told me early on in my career,
it's a make or miss league.
And I got to say this to you. Cole Anthony came off the bench 21 minutes, Donnie, 2-7 from deep, but had 16 points. And my question to you is, where do you think those other 10 points came from? 2-7 from three, so he wasn't shooting well at all. He was penetrating and getting in there.
So
that bothered me.
Point of attack issues.
And I feel like that's been the Warriors' Achilles heel even last year. And you know, you got Kuminga on ball defender. You know, Pods is not that great at it. Melton will come back. You know, Moody. And again, you asked me about the 10 minutes, and Evan, you could tell me otherwise. I didn't get a chance to hear Grandy on the post game, but I took Moody's 10 minutes as a hand issue because there's no way he's only going to get 10 minutes. So that's how it read to me. Something was going on with his hand.
Yeah, he was questionable going into that game. That's the same thumb that he had surgery on in the summer. Yeah, I think they were being cautious.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to some calls here. Right. Let's start out. Who's been waiting the longest? Scotty and Marin. What's up, Scott? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? You didn't miss anything. That's one of those losses that you kick into the garbage can and you don't even think about it. It's one of those where Steph is throwing the ball around, shaking his head, losing his handle. You know, it's just they didn't come to play. You could clearly see it was clearly the intensity. It could have been, you know, they played 5 and 8 days. They travel day. They get to Milwaukee. No Giannis. And I'll tell you what, man, that Rollins was just absolutely taken over. I mean, they were just dominating. It was ridiculous. And it was just one of those games. You see them every year.
Right.
Every year you'll see these kind of games. It meant nothing. I mean, against the Clippers, they were playing basketball like it was invented to be played. I mean, this is what happens. So, you know, I think Steve kind of covered it pretty well, but I think it was just a lot of combination of things. But you can clearly see the intensity level was so much higher on the other side.
Yeah.
And that's what happens in the NBA.
And I believe,
you don't come to play, you get beat.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Appreciate the call.
And I keep doing this, Donnie and Will, but 10 turnovers between two dudes that are your guys, Kuminga and Curry, is not getting it done. And right. I got to credit not having Milwaukee's defense. But I'll tell you this, Donnie, and this could be another one of Goo's worst analogies. If I told you, let's go rob a bank, and they say, well, there's no security there, that makes the job easier. So
yes,
when Giannis is out, you think you got a better chance to win the game. So don't tell me, like, I don't like that stat and that Steve read, and it's a stat, but
he made that up,
was irritated, man. That just bothered me.
He made that stat up, by the way. It just seems that way. I mean, you could say, well, the Lakers played without LeBron and the Warriors beat him.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Anyway, I'm looking at – so I have a question for people that watched the game last night. What, how was Draymond Green? Because the box score looks like it was a...
Well, I'll say this.
How was Draymond Green?
Miles Turner was good, I thought. And Miles Turner played almost 30 minutes, 29 to be exact, Stoney, 17 points. But you know he's a stretch.
Yep.
And he's out there in that zone when you're older. Dre likes to have you box and get down and wrestle with you. And I thought Turner, you know, making Draymond have to exert energy to kind of keep up with him out there wasn't in his comfort zone, and that played, and that's why I felt like the Warriors were not timid. They didn't throw around their girth, you know.
Yeah, well, it's a big team over there, but they're not as big as they usually are. Let's go to there he is, Big Smooth, back in the house. What's up, Big Smooth? Calling from Oakland. Big Smooth. How you doing, buddy?
First of all, I'm blessed. Thank you. But first of all, man, I want to apologize. Y'all gave me the ball right on the 1 yard line, and I fumbled like Ernie Biner.
Yeah, look at you. Look at you.
Hey, second thing, Steiny. Dude, does Steiny know what a repass is?
A what?
A repass.
What a repass is.
When I told you I was at the repast after the funeral, he's asking, I didn't.
Well, what did you think he was talking about?
Oh, you know what? I must have missed that, but I got to.
It's like the reception.
R-E-P-A-S-T.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know what that is, but I. Actually, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, I'm not sure. It's
See?
The, but when I said that's where I was at the funeral, you know, that's the reception where you go eat and congregate. You knew that or you didn't know.
I had an idea.
Okay.
I had an idea. But
Smoothie, good ears, though. I didn't pick up on it.
Let me look it up.
Yeah. I said, Dave, do we know what a repast is? But listen, bro, this game, you guys encapsulated exactly how I felt, man. I was like, these cats look like they don't care. Steph looked like he just had an argument with his wife. I don't know what was going on. And to me, what summarized it, Paz makes a great defensive play. Then he commences to chuck in a 50-yarder over everybody's head.
I forgot to tell. Yeah, I got to tell, Stoney.
What are you doing? It's like that. To me, it was like one step forward, three steps back. And I know it was a setup game because they I don't even want to use that as an excuse. But no, they probably thought they were going to walk in and get a dub. But you know what? It's going to happen again in Indiana. If they don't get their hands out of it, you know what?
Yeah.
I think Kyle could have did a better job. Me, I would have started all the young people. I would have started all the young people. Rollins reminded me of a buck tooth flat chested girl. You see her again, she looks like a grown woman. That's all I'm saying. He dominated from the start, and that was very smart of Doc Rivers to put him in there because that kid. Man, it makes you kind of think, man, who else is lurking out there that we let go just needed to be seasoned. He just needed some seasoning. He looked phenomenal out there.
Hey,
it
Smooth.
Just kind of made me say, dang.
Before you go, are you with me or are you against me in regard to Horford starting? I just think there's something to getting the best of Horford's 20 minutes with Steph and Dre, man.
I'm with you. Start him and give him a quick pull if you need to.
Okay.
And one other thing, Goo, real quick. Goo, don't sleep on Van Halen's 1984, man.
That's the album he said. That's the one he said listen to.
That's the one with Panama on it, man. Don't sleep on that.
Panama.
Don't pull his car. Give him his car back.
Okay, I'm going to give it back to him.
Yeah. Thanks, Smoothie.
So let me give you official.
Okay. It's official. I did not know what repast meant.
Okay. But like see, I'm the guy that had you said
idea.
That. I go, repast, where are you at?
A repast at a funeral is a gathering for a meal after the service.
And a cocktail.
Providing a time for family and friends to come together, share memories, and offer comfort and support to one another.
Yeah. And that's what we did.
It was one of those words that I think you need. I would have needed to see in the context of a sentence.
Okay.
So I didn't really know what it
was. So we've been together 8 years, and my boy Relaford and I, courtesy of Bob Myers, got to sit courtside. Remember that? And Mo Bamba made the worst pass in NBA history and knocked the phone out of my hand. Remember that?
Yep.
Fitz was like, put the phone down. But I got to tell you, this wasn't that, but Pod's got a rebound. Butler's on the fly down court. And he throws the ball so high, it might have hit a pigeon in the Stoney. It was one of those Butler jumped and it was like, can't get that. But it was like, Pod, you put a little too much on it. But it was a bad pass. It was a high pass.
It sounds like they never really got in sync.
Well, it's a young season.
Did they ever lead? And if so, by how many?
Yeah, 1-3. It got up to 1 or 3.
Like they would.
It might even got to 5.
Early third, something like that. Late second. All right.
But let me just say this to you. Mm-hmm. It's early on. Anything to make of Warriors on the road as opposed to home? Because they got blew out by Portland last Friday. But it's early. I'm just asking you. You know, because I'm not into the six games. Isn't the whole season going to be that? Or how many times are we going to say the Warriors haven't played a game in 4 days? Like, I don't want to hear that when you got guys headed to the Hall of Fame and I'm giving you flowers every other day.
I mean, I'm just looking at it from a practical standpoint where it can't be that they played Monday, they played Tuesday. All right? So the older guys are beat Tuesday night. They get a recovery day Wednesday. Then they play Thursday. It's like this can't
with a Giannis-less team.
Be an energy issue.
Okay,
it can be a letdown issue because of Giannis. But if it's an energy issue this early in the season, I think we know that's a problem. So I can't imagine it's that after just six games.
Now, Buddy Hield, I feel like is doing his Klay Thompson, Stoney, to where we've seen this. and he's just off to a slow start, but they're missing him. They're missing the buddy that was showing up at the end of last year. And can you guess his three-point percentage early on this year?
It's not very good.
28%.
Okay.
All right, so we know he can shoot with the best of them. So this is just nothing to – it'll grow and get better.
Who?
Buddy.
He's streaky. I think he either got off to a great start last year or a terrible.
I want to say
great. I thought he got off to a great start, didn't he?
Why did I want to say terrible here?
Well, because he didn't play terribly, probably.
No, but remember, he was public enemy number one, Buddy Hield.
Anyway, that's what I'm saying is he either got off to a terrible start last year or a great start. I can't remember. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Warriors get beat last night, 120-110.
Milwaukee 4-1.
Yeah. I will say this, and Austin said this. He said, you know, when I found out Giannis was out, I maybe would have started the young guys. I tell you what, as crazy as it is, I might consider something like that.
But why?
Next time.
And Vitello said it yesterday in his introductory press conference when they asked him about the state of the NL West and the other teams. He went, Norm, my pops, worry about what's in your home. Why do you got to counteract with what they're doing? We're the Dubs. This should be a slow, easy night. Steph on the bench in the late third quarter. This thing's over.
Yeah,
why do I got to go to the young guys or change anything we're doing?
You might need to acknowledge the 707 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Steiny, Goo, we have to accept the fact that the Warriors are an older team, and on some nights they just will not have
it. Okay, wow. Now that's real deal Holyfield.
And I actually...
I'm sorry, though. With no Giannis, that's the game you got to win. I'm sorry.
Well...
I'm sorry.
The other thing is, to me, it shows that you can't just win by throwing your guys out there. They have to be better than that.
And maybe that's what's hurting me.
Let's go to Tristan in Temecula. Hey, Tristan,
okay,
how you
where
doing,
is
man?
That at?
It's down in
Temecula.
Temecula. Tristan, hold on one sec.
It's just an hour away from LA.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Beautiful country.
Oh, yes. It's really beautiful, especially when it's nice and sunny and everything. Wine country, pretty dope.
Okay. But, wow.
Last night, I'll just sum it up to, I mean, look, the defense the last, six games have been kind of suspect. I mean, Luka goes off for 43, and it's Luka, but then you got Aaron Gordon.
Keep
then
going.
You got the whole Portland team going off.
Yeah.
Then you got, you know, James Harden and Kawhi that was going off in that first half before they got shut down in the second half. But then even tonight, you're continuing the trend of letting guys continue to go off and penetrating the driving lanes, and nobody can stop them. Ryan Rollins drove into the paint, I think, three times, and they all just let him go by for an easy layup. Cole Anthony, too, like... I'm going to be honest, like the most disappointing thing this season so far has been the defense. I thought it would be a little bit better considering, you know, Draymond and JK and, you know, add Al Horford. And I know Melton hasn't played yet, and when he comes back, that might help a little bit. But nobody on this team right now can defend to save their life consistently. As far as the offense goes, I mean, I'll just boil it down. We have the same issue like we had the last couple years. Every team has guys that can do things our guys can't, particularly our younger players. Like, Cole Anthony was torching us, almost went for 20 before he got fouled out.
Man.
But nobody in our team can really replicate that off the bench, especially if JK's a starter going forward. We don't have that bench pop like we used to with Jordan Poole, or particularly mainly Jordan Poole. And now you see this other guy, Ryan Rollins, that got shipped out, and he dropped 32 on you. I mean, I know he didn't really play for us when he was here, but it's those kind of players I felt that we kind of let slip from our grasp that could help us now potentially. And now we're in this spot where it's either the old guys, the vets got to come in and save us. And if not, who really else is going to step up? So, I mean, it's only six games. I don't want to say doom and gloom, but
I hear
right
you, man.
I'm kind of off of, you know, calling them a contender.
Thanks, Tristan. Appreciate the call.
Well, I'm not there. Yeah, I'm definitely not there.
It feels like we had a couple. Yeah, it was bad game, throw it away, and a couple, I don't like what I saw, and we got to keep an eye on it.
Let me read this to you. Guys off the bench, and you tell me who scares you, Stani. Guy Santos, Horford, Buddy Hield,
yeah.
What happened to Gary Payton the second? 3 minutes. Moses Moody, Pods, Will Richard, and Spencer and Jackson Davis didn't get in. Like, and guys can do it on certain nights, but there's not a lot of threats in those names that I mentioned to you. Well, like, guys that could create their shot, or Steph or Jimmy are struggling, that can go, you know, get high, you know? What? And maybe Pods can do, I don't know.
But this is where, like, again, okay, so what happened Tuesday?
The Clippers missed shots.
Pods was great. Moody was excellent. Post was really good.
Moody had 9 points.
Well, he made. I'm thinking of the game before that.
Yeah.
But my point is that younger players aren't going to play great every night.
And, wow. Are your older players going to be old every night? You know what I'm saying? I'm just asking you. Starting, you hadn't played NBA ball. Are you telling me those the back to back Monday and Tuesday?
Well, I don't know. I can't tell you. I just think if it was, like, that's what I mean. If they had a letdown because Giannis wasn't playing, I don't like it, but you understand. That's the way that one went. But if you're telling me they were a little flat, a little lethargic because they played a back-to-back Monday and Tuesday, then we got a problem. I mean, it's really
so
as simple as that.
So what do you expect tomorrow then?
I expect them to
injured,
win the game.
But they run.
Why would they not win that game?
Same reason they didn't win this
one. Okay, well, then they're not as good as we thought they were. If they lose to Milwaukee without Giannis, and they go to Indiana, and they haven't won a game yet, and they get beat by Indiana, well, then they're going to be 4-3, and we're going to say, maybe we got ahead of ourselves. Like, that's the way the season goes. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you weren't here early in the show, I didn't watch the Warrior game last night, and I'm going to have to go in to see the boss and perhaps get reprimanded at the end of the day. But I was so upset, not upset, I was so annoyed that Giannis wasn't playing, I decided I'm going to spend my sports watching tonight watching Tulane, where my daughter goes to college, and watching the Baltimore Ravens. I have two fantasy players on their team. And so I did not watch the game. And when I came in today, all I knew was they lost. I didn't even know the score.
I didn't believe you, man. You text this morning. I'm like, please.
So I told the boss, look, I didn't watch the game. So, you know, and he was like, I said, I'm coming in tomorrow. I'm going to sit and watch the game, and I want people to tell me what happened instead of the other way around. And he goes, yeah, whatever you want, Steiny.
Yeah, you got different rules.
He just wanted to get me off the text line. So I'm asking what happened last night, and I got questions after I'm looking at this box score.
Ryan Rollins came back and gave you the business, man. I don't like that, Steiny.
I do agree with a lot of Warrior fans that the Warriors have never lost a guy that's hurt them after. I don't mean hurt him in a particular game, but can I assume that Ryan Rollins looked like a player last night that would look good on the Warriors?
Well, now just, that's...
First of all, he's had his career high three times already, so clearly he's having an emerging year this year. So he's getting playing time.
Yeah, but I'm not going that would be too unfair.
Okay. Like, did he look like he was a significantly better player than Pods?
Yes, he did.
Last night.
Yeah, he did stuff Pods couldn't do.
Okay.
But Pods has done it. But let me read this. This from my guy Squirts, Donnie. Goo, Warriors have no one on this roster that I see that can stay in front of a quick guard with some ha-ha. Speed and athleticism is the Dubs' kryptonite.
I agree.
And Donnie, that's scary. How do you fix that?
But so, hold
that,
on.
I'm not there yet. This team still can go to the West. It's not new.
Of course it's not new. What's the Warriors' challenges this year? Their age, their lack of athleticism. They're still not the biggest team in the world. They're not the longest team in the world. And again, athleticism, they only have, to my way of thinking, one athlete that's above average, and that's Kuminga, and other teams have guys like that. 888-957-9570. And what happened last night to the Warriors? You tell me. Why did Steph Curry start the fourth quarter when they were down just three? I mean,
I thought Curry was trying to win it.
Well, then wait till nine or seven.
Maybe it might be too late without Steph. So he was telling you he was
three.
Yeah, but the fact that they're even down to that version of the Bucks Kerr was like, I can't let this get any worse.
Well, they would have lost then in the last 3 minutes because he would have been exhausted.
Well, that's what happened.
But why? I just don't understand. Why did they get out of their normal rotation?
I like that move, to be honest with you. Because Kerr was saying, I don't like how this thing is gone. I'm going to put an end to it.
All right. Yeah. I don't. I would have rather put him back in with eight like they normally do, or
Carter
seven.
Carter told us to get out twice.
Well, it's 11-12. He was starting to wave us off
that
at 11-11, 15. And every time I do that and Evan's in there, he gets mad because I got to take it at least till 11-12. What's up?
I mean, we're just trying to help you.
That's my bad.
Thank you, Carter. And you're welcome for last night. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I got his duct tape in high school on VHS.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Probably one of the mid... I've seen J.R. Ryder. We went to Reno, James Logan High School, for a basketball tournament. And J.R. Ryder had a cast on and won the dunk contest. He was at Encinal. And that probably was J. Kidd went up against him in high school, James Logan Colts. And I used to tell you our mantra coming out was... Who that say they gonna beat James Logan? Who that? Who that say they gonna beat James Logan? Who that? Then I'd go to the bench, Carter.
And that's when Kyle Shanahan says everything. Everybody.
Oh, hey, Willard, Texas, real quick about Buddy.
Okay.
This is why I love our team, the team spirit we have. He said, Buddy got off to a blazing start last year. We all loved him and couldn't understand why Sack released him. And... You're right, Diddy got cold. But Stoney, I'm just, him and Horford are, they need to, you know, get started. It's early, but man, start Horford, man. Didn't Steven Jackson say on the podcast why he thought the Warriors had the best start in five? And I believe Horford was included in that. And I know it can change, but I don't get, you know, an older player, like, let him start early.
Well, I mean, you realize he wasn't a full-time starter in Boston the last 2 years. He started half the games. In 2 years ago, he started 65 games, and he started. Okay. He played 65 games. He started 33. That's only half. Last year, he played 60, started 40. So he's used to both.
Yeah, but he started more often than not, even for Boston, even though that was sliced.
They were terrible.
But this team needs size. This team needs Horford to be the best version of himself.
Well, when they start post, they're actually bigger.
Say it again?
When they start post, they're actually as big, right? Because he's a seven-footer.
But not with the whole package of what, with the know-how and what comes with it.
But I thought he looked old last night.
It wasn't old. It's just, what word am I looking for? Not crusty. Just
rusty?
Like it was a labor. Help me out. Just something like, give me this. He ain't blended in yet through six games like you like. And I just think him starting with Steph and Dre makes it easier. How about that? Forget the opponent.
Give me that. I'm not with you.
You want to give it to me.
I actually don't. I'm scared of starting four 40-year-olds, quite frankly. I mean, look at the game. And the thing about Post is Post hits a couple early threes against the Clippers. You get up big. You get up 12, and he helped you there. I don't know. I don't know. Is Guru onto something here? We can discuss it. AJ's in LA. Wants to talk about the game. Hey, AJ, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, interesting part. No one's really mentioned the rotation, man. JK was frying them boys in the first quarter. Yeah, I think he almost had 20 points in the first quarter. Got the short leash, him and Steph, and they came back. They came back like 10 minutes later. They got like a 10-minute break, and he was frying them boys. And then all of it, like, I think he only had like, 22 or 24 with 9 shots going into the fourth quarter. Insane. But the reason why I'm calling is that I've noticed a trend. Like, these guys are terrible in pick and roll coverage. And essentially, teams are picking on Al Horford. And one thing that made Kevon Looney so great, he was a menace in pick and roll coverage. I mean, he always stepped up on the guard. Whenever, you know what I mean? So, yeah. Like, guards didn't, even though Looney was slow as a turtle, for some reason he could pick up guards and pick and roll, and it was beautiful. And so what I'm noticing with teams is that they know that JK is the only on-ball defender on this team. So what they're doing is they're setting that high pick and roll. They get JK off the ball immediately and daring somebody else to come on the ball. And it's been Al Horford, and they chewed and spit him out for lunch last night. So I think they're going to have to figure out something. I think they need some help. On ball, they need somebody else to help JK on ball. They need pick and roll coverage. They need some front court help. Draymond stink as a point of attack defender, so he's not really that good there. Al Horford stinks. Steph Curry stinks. Pi stinks. All these dudes stink in that pick and roll. And literally, they got one guy. Well, Moody as well. He's decent on ball. We used to have GP2. He hasn't been good defensively on the ball in 2 years. So,
yeah, I hear you.
But you got to remember, too,
appreciate
I was
going
to tell
back.
AJ to keep it real, Stani, and I know it's not last year, but we saw the Warriors be the best defensive team after they arrived, and the metrics showed that when they got Jimmy Butler. So maybe it's just one of these. It's a new season. They're 4-2. I'm not taking anything off the table on how far they can go, but we're talking about the little pimples and zits that we see. But, I'm definitely not saying they can't do it. But, I mean, I'm looking last night. You mentioned Curry hitting that three-pointers, Donnie. You did say it and cut it to two, I believe. And then they go on like a 12-2 run. And 25 seconds later, after Curry cuts it to two, Rollins, that's not pick and roll, hits a three because he's open. And that started the 11-2 run. Something like that, man.
One of the reasons Kerr loves Draymond at five is because he's better at that when the five-man picks. And he's a better help defender and a better guy to switch on an opposing player, no matter who it happens to be. That's one of the reasons he loves Draymond at five. And when you play Horford at five, I'm learning a lot about Horford as we're watching him too. I think he's going to be a player who is obviously much better helping in the paint than guarding on the perimeter. So you got to try to avoid those situations with him matched up against, you know, a legitimate perimeter player.
Yeah. I wrote this down for you. I thought you a fun factoid. Curry missed a free throw to snap his streak of 57 straight. It was late in the fourth, but he had made 57 straight
this year. Or did that go back to last year?
I gotta believe going back to last year.
Yeah, I see they were 25 for 26 from the line. Look at Kuminga, well, 8 for 8.
Thinking, hold on, Stone.
Butler 8 for 8.
I gotta be better.
Curry 7 for 8.
He ain't got fouled 57. You think he's been to? Now I'm looking to see if the 57 is all this year in six games.
Probably not, because that would be 10 free throws a game. Yeah. I don't think he's getting that.
Well, that'd be more
yet. Yeah. Coach in Vallejo.
Our man.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I want to clear up a couple of things. Goo, first of all, Steve Kerr said Moody's minutes was not because of his thumb.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that.
He said it was the matchups and stuff like that, different combinations. Number two thing I want to point out is that the common denominator of the two losses, the game is sped up. Those guys were playing fast.
Yeah.
Kurt even said that. Portland and Milwaukee, they just played at a much faster pace. And Denver and the Clippers, they just kind of walk it up, you know, slow it down, get to their set. So speed is a big problem for this Warrior team going forward. Now, also, too, the turnovers. You mentioned Curry and Kuminga.
10
turnovers between the two of them. But those 10 turnovers, whether it's two players or five players, it's still 10 turnovers. Okay, so I'm not too concerned about who made the turnovers. Another point the guy made, he started the fourth quarter with Steph. Why didn't he start it with Kuminga? Kuminga set out half that fourth quarter, and he's a younger guy. Kerr is monitoring Kuminga's minutes like he's an old man.
Mm.
Okay, Kuminga played 35 to 40 minutes. He's a young guy. And the last thing I would like to add is that you can have all the savvy in the world. You can have the highest IQ. If you don't have the athleticism in today's NBA, you're going to be in trouble. And that's what's getting Horford and Steph and Jimmy and Trey in trouble, because these guys are going up, around, and over them right now. The Warriors, and that's what Rollins did. He's just too fast for everyone on the court.
Coach, let me ask you this before you go, because we had another caller mention they went away from Kuminga, who played 34 minutes but only had 11 field goal attempts. I'm asking you, what would you tell JK if that happens again? Be more aggressive, or does he know he's playing like, I can't be too aggressive because then it won't look like what it's looked like where I'm trying to fit in? Where's that balance? Because Curry shot it 18 times from the perimeter, and Jimmy shot it 18 times. But, man, I'm looking at Kuminga like, how does that number go up, the field goal attempts?
Well, what I would tell Kuminga is keep doing what he's doing. Don't force it. Let the game come to him. I want the coach to tell Kuminga to be more aggressive. But right now, let Kuminga keep doing what he's doing. He's rebounding. He's assisting. He's passing. He's playing defense. He's doing everything that Kerr loves, and that's what's keeping him in the starting lineup. Keep doing what you're doing. If he wants Kuminga to be more aggressive, let that come from the coach. JK, you just keep doing what you're doing.
No, I love it.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate
Stoney,
the call.
What is he said you can have all the savvy in the world, but it goes back to my boy Squirt text about the foot speed or keeping guys in front of you. I guess you can't manipulate that, right?
No, if you're old, you're old. And you can be really smart, which will help, but it's not going to make those issues go away.
Well, now I got a little more concerned about tomorrow's game against – I mean, Indy's a good team, but they're injured. But just the way they play is fast. And you asked me, and I didn't even tell you, Milwaukee was playing that way. And Coach mentioned it.
Well, and maybe that is something to look at, because you look at there's a game I'm forgetting, but I'm going down the first six games. They open up with the Lakers. They don't want to play fast. And, in fact, they play slow with Luka messing around with the ball. That would seem to favor the Warriors.
No doubt.
Denver, they can get up and down, no doubt about it, and a lot of points were scored. But for the most part, you know.
137, 131.
Yeah. So the Warriors, OT. Maybe that's the outlier. You know, I don't know what Memphis is, but the Clippers, they're a half-court team.
Oh, my gosh.
And the Warriors beat them by 20. And if you're telling me Milwaukee sped up the game, well, so did the Portland Trailblazers. Maybe that's a problem that's starting to come into focus
right.
For the Golden State Warriors. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll talk Warriors for a little longer, and I'll just set it up one last time if you're just joining us. I didn't watch the game last night. I didn't watch the Warriors game
last
night.
Do you regret it?
No, no. Unless the boss fires me today.
No, no, but now forget him. Do you regret, like,
nope.
I wish I would have saw it now.
No. I can still see it at some point if I want. Anyway, you know, once I found out Antetokounmpo wasn't playing, I said, you know what? I'm going to watch the greatest sport that is available to me on television, and that is football. And so I watched Tulane, and then I watched the Ravens, and I said to myself, Giannis isn't playing. I'm just getting sick of this with the NBA. Mm. And I know he was hurt. He was an early scratch, you know, pregame scratch, but these guys aren't going to invest the effort. Anyway.
What about, real quick,
I'll watch Saturday, but
yeah.
Last night, you tell me what happened.
What about, I didn't hear Coach.
Lecture me.
I didn't hear Coach or any post game. I guess Kerr said Moody only got 10 minutes. It had nothing to do with the injury. And that, you know. Well, if I'm Moses, that's not what I want to hear.
Well, this is Steve Kerr on what their biggest issue was last night.
It looked to me like fatigue, you know, mental, physical fatigue. It did not look like our team out there. Our spacing was bad. You know, it just it didn't feel like we had our usual pop. And I thought Milwaukee was brilliant. I mean, they made 19 threes. They made one tough one after another down the stretch. But we let them hang around for too long, and that was the problem. And, you know, it's what we talked about before the game. Anytime a team plays without its star, you know a team is going to be out there with nothing to lose, firing shots, a lot of guys getting extra minutes, feeling good, and I thought they did a fantastic job of creating offensive rhythm and playing without fear and knocking down big shots, and then and we didn't handle our switching very well. Our defense struggled tonight when we got, you know, they were small, so we went to an all switching coverage and lineup, and we'll have to watch the tape, but I didn't feel like we did a great job there.
All right, that's Steve Kerr talking about wasn't happy about their defense. And
let me tell you this, Donnie, because you know I got OCD. Now all of a sudden you guys got, not just you and the people calling the fans, planted in my mind, and Kerr mentioned it, fatigue. And we're six games in, so I brought up the schedule, and I'm like, okay, yeah, two back-to-backs. But just real quick, you got a game tomorrow, November 1st, the 4th, the 5th, the 7th, the 9th, the 11th and 12th, the 14th, the 16th, the 18th, 19th, mm-hmm. the 21st, the 24th. So games exactly. are coming.
Thank you.
There is no Christmas break.
You're right. You're right. You're right, and that's why – one game isn't the be-all and end-all, but if you're telling me there was any kind of physical fatigue...
Oh, mental!
...last night...
he said mental!
It happens.
They're about to see Wimby on the 12th and 14th, Donnie, the home-and-home thing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Jimmy in Bayview. Hey, Jimmy, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Good to see everybody here today.
Give us some good news, Jimmy. Good news, baby.
I mean, the Warriors have always had problems with kind of these bug guards, these super quick guards. And unfortunately, it's one we gave away, which is still, I don't understand why we're not having a discussion about that. I know the kid shoplifted and stuff, but it's not like he's a child molester or something. I mean, go make him work at Target. And
who are we talking about? John's in Oakland.
I told you, well, Jordan Bell ordered something at the hotel. He ain't talking about Jordan.
He bought a candle or something.
But who was shopping?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, John, how you doing?
Good, thanks. I won't go in that direction. No, but,
we don't know what direction that was either, yeah.
I want to answer the first question, which was, what happened last night? I think this is a great segment, by the way. Maybe you guys are onto something because you could do this more often and have people think about it. But it's very simple. Giannis was out, and we're seeing this all around the league. The margin between the top players is very small. And when the top guy is out, when the top guy is out, all the other guys step up because this is their massive opportunity to do well and play.
Yeah.
I got two other examples for you that are easy. Look at the Lakers two nights ago when Austin Reeves and a ragtag group of Lakers won a game that they were not supposed to, and they shot
it's
the
Minnesota.
Lights out. I don't know if you guys.
But Minnesota didn't have Anthony Edwards, and Portland beat the Lakers. But I catch you are in Stoney's drift, man.
Yeah, and then I got one more example, which is the game after Chauncey Billups is arrested. Didn't everybody think that the Trailblazers were about to be in shambles? And here they go out there just shooting the lights out all over the Warriors and beating us up. Like, these guys are motivated. And the Warriors have the opposite motivation six games into the season. Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, Draymond, these guys don't care about these October games. They're still doing rotations and figuring things out. But at the end of the day, they're 4-2. And before last night, they were third in the Western Conference. Like, they feel just fine about where they're at. So it's about motivation.
Hey,
like,
well, let me jump in real quick.
Yeah.
This team is not made to playoffs. They've been perennial play-ins. So if you're right, and I'm not saying you're not, I don't think the Warriors are the team to say to hell with October games, because these are the games to keep you out the damn play-in that they've been in.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point. But if I can respond,
yes, sir.
I don't think Steph Curry sees himself as a perennial play-in player. I think he sees himself as a four-time champion, and so does Draymond, and so does Steve Kerr. And if we're going to win a championship, we have to get right. We have to play well. We have to figure out our rotations. But all the things that Steve Kerr talks about, he's not talking about winning and losing the games. He's talking about getting it right at these early stages. Mm. So
I hear you.
That's my reason.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the call. Talk to me about Jimmy Butler last night. How do you play?
I'm not saying I hold him to the highest standards. You know that. And just 2 days ago, I told you it's incredible how he can control a game. But, Steiny, I'm not taking anything away from Jimmy Butler. But that's when the terms, the game are on his terms. And when you got young athletes that are long, Steiny, I believe that's his kryptonite. He was not bad last night. But he was not dominant. They did not allow him to control the game. He went to the free throw line, I believe, 8 times. But again, he didn't play bad, but he wasn't the Jimmy that I've come in here throwing flowers at his feet because he controlled the game. And that's kudos to I mean, 23 points, Donnie. You tell me, I played 11 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 turnovers, 7 of 18. But
that's not good for him.
I just felt like, you know, Milwaukee knew where he was at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
I mean, yeah, I'm looking back at some of your texts from Tuesday about Jimmy Butler.
Just
special. Special.
But he was on his terms.
He's so damn good.
You need to clear the chat out sometime. Delete and start. Oh, that's what I do. But he wasn't a big – he was – Stoddy, Squirt said it and everybody else. The length and athleticism of Coach Vallejo and the style of play, that's an issue with guys this age, man. And I'm looking at teams that they're about to play. There's not too many that play like the Clippers and me on Saturday mornings at the gym.
No, I mean, the Warriors have yet to play OKC, one of the most athletic teams in the league. They've yet to play San Antonio, one of the more athletic teams in the league. So I think that's something absolutely worth keeping an eye on.
That's all you can do.
Maybe last night the Warriors lost the game because they don't have enough athleticism. The heck with the experience. We know they got experience, but that alone's not going to be able to win them every game, obviously. So you look at, it sounds to me like Draymond, Steph, and Butler were very ordinary.
And that's a great word.
Okay.
And Draymond, so, especially with the size that he was having to deal with and dudes that could shoot.
So on Tuesday, the young guys step up in a 20-point win against the Clippers. And last night, the young players weren't good enough to carry a so-so big three.
Or I keep going to Coach Vallejo. Last night might have been a night to where you wanted to give Kuminga some more of the pie. And I got to commend JK for not forcing the 11 shots. But what that stood out to me, Stoney. He kind of had it going. It was sketchy. He wasn't bad by any stretch. But he athletically, he could meet what Milwaukee had.
Well, he played 34 minutes.
Yeah. So, you know, is that on Kuminga to feel like read the game and the coach shouldn't have to tell you to be more aggressive? Or
what? I see 5 turnovers. Were they aggressive?
Were they lazy? Coach tried to say it's 10, it's 10, no big deal. But no, 2 of your prominent dudes, your scores, the 10 turnovers are going to get you beaten. Milwaukee had 27 points off of Warrior turnovers.
That's a
so it's one thing to turn it over and then you're not defending at the other end. That's a double whammy.
And I'm looking at their 3-point shooting, 34%. Look, they came into last night's game shooting 48 from the field. They shot 42. They came into last night's game shooting over 40 from 3. They shot 34, and they made all their free throws. But if you look at their early season shooting numbers, they are extremely impressive. But the Warriors aren't going to shoot 42% all year from 3-point range.
Right.
No team's going to do that. So maybe they benefited from some good shooting early. They're going to have to figure that.
Yeah.
They're going to have to figure that out. But 4-2 is still 4-2. I think you take it any day of the week. 888-957-9570 is the number. The Warriors Summit is Thursday, November 6th, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All hosts are going to be together again discussing another Warriors season. We're going to be 9 games into the season by next Thursday, just to give it a little bit different flavor. Willard and Dibbs from 2 to 4, and then all the hosts from 4 to 6. It is the Warriors Summit, and it's live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar. We'll have great prizes to give away, drink specials, and your chance to meet all the hosts on the same day. Jack's Restaurant and Bar, Pleasant Hill, Thursday, November 6th. We'll see you there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.